Good morning and welcome to you all. It is morning when I'm recording this, so hope you're all having a good day regardless of where you are when you are listening to this. My name's Chris and this is Insomnia Radio Canada episode 4. So, episode 4. It's been taking me a little bit longer to get this show recorded. Music has not been flowing in fast as it was for the first 3 shows, so I've had to go searching for some stuff. We're trying something new this show, and you may notice on show notes, at least on my blog currently for older shows, I've gone back and added links to a site called CC Hits. Basically, it's for any songs that I play on the show that are Creative Commons. I've been submitting them to John's website, CC Hits, where they can be voted upon. Same thing that Dave and Carolyn do with Bugcast and any Creative Commons songs that they play. So Dave, you're not the only one doing it anymore. And, pardon me, so far, Chasing Eidolon from, I think it was show 1, has been added, and I have a few tunes from this song, show that I'll be adding, and I'll have to go back and check the other shows, but if I find stuff that is Creative Commons, I will be adding it, and you can go to John's website through those links, or by going to cchits.com and voting for your favorite Creative Commons songs, and John does up a chart, so it's all done based on the votes that come in. And then he has some shows he does using those results and by what's submitted. And go check that one out. And we'll get some started here with some music. Up first, I believe I have a band called The Rosie Rads. No, The Rosie Rad. My apologies. This set of songs kind of fell into my lap. My husband mentioned to a co-worker that I was looking for some indie groups to play. And she handed him a card to copy down some information off of. It was a little business card, and it had the band name and where they could find their music. And I contacted the group and said, hey, I found you through this, and I've listened to your stuff on Bandcamp. Any chance you can send me some stuff with a bio and whatnot? And they happily obliged me. So I'm going to play 2 songs for you from them, and then I'll talk about them a bit more afterwards. So we have Caving In and Cloud Day.
So many times, I've let it leave me in misery. sun still shines for you most all the time. What's that? This heart of mine. What am I to believe? I guess I'm tired of being at sea because you mean the world to me. You never said that you'd be true.
So that was the Rosie Red. These guys are from Brantford, Ontario. They call themselves a real rock and roll kids just wanting to stay out of trouble and play exciting music. Personally, I think they have a rather unique sound for today, and pretty catchy too. I really enjoyed both those tunes. So in the band, we have Brandon Rose on bass and vocals, Cliff Rutherford on drums, Jordan Rubin on lead guitar and vocals, and Keith Moffat on rhythm guitar. They sent me a bit of a bio, and some of that mentions that during the recording for Caving In, while they were trying to record it, the sound in the studio almost that they were recording in almost caved in on them. I do have a picture I'm probably going to include in the show notes, at the very least on my bio, my blog. You'll have to excuse me, I'm only like halfway through my first morning cup of coffee here. These guys are all 22, 23 years old. They don't overdub any of their vocals. They record live. Everything they're planning on recording in the future will be recorded completely live and go out as a real sound and vibe. So kudos to them for not re-recording or pre-recording or constantly recording things until things sound perfect and just going with the sound they get. I think that gives the music a much more real sound, and it's nice to see a group being daring enough to try that. So thanks guys for sending me some music. I really enjoyed being able to share that with everybody. So hopefully if you enjoyed them as well, you will go check them out. Links to their Bandcamp, Facebook, and YouTube pages will be in the show notes. So up next, I have another group that are fairly close to home for me. They met at Fanshawe, which is a college in London, Ontario. And I'm going to play two tracks for you from them. Up first, I have from the band called Sound Switch, a song called High. And up second, a song called Smile.
Smile. spread it all around. But you got to get me down. You got to bring me down. You got to save me from the time that I found. Oh. Hey, you, where's the one to see me come round? They gotta help me help you bring me down. I gotta get back on the ground. Hey, you, you know I like to be me and proud. But I got a blissful feeling that it won't stop tailing me around.
Aaron Trudeau.
And I'm Rob Stewart from SoundSwitch.
And you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
Anybody want to see a weathered man? No life or freedom. All he has is what you give away.
Where'd you get that?
So that was Sound Switch with their songs High and Smile. And if you enjoyed the music as much as I did, you can check them out at www.soundswitchmusic.ca. Sound Switch was formed in 2006, consisting of friends Darren Trudeau and Rob Stewart, who originally met in the mid-1990s at the music industry program at Fanshawe College in London, Ontario, Canada. Sadly, they lost track of each other, and after a decade, they happened to meet up again. At that time, Rob was a pianist and recording engineer, and Darren was a touring guitarist and singer. They recorded their first EP, Run, in 2010, and a second full-length album, Walk Into Now, was released in 2012. So thank you guys for sharing your music with me and sending me some wonderful music and some absolutely fabulous bumpers that I'm sure I will continue to play on future shows. Up next, I have a complete switch of genres for everybody. Today's genres are a little bit wide and varied, just like they were in the last show. I had contacted somebody I thought was Canadian, and turns out she wasn't. However, her fiancé was, and she got him to send me some music. So up next, I have Michael Logozar. Thank you, Michael, for letting me know how to pronounce your last name. I would not have gotten that from the way it was spelled. Michael was born in Edmonton and spent many years in Calgary before moving to the U.S. His music has been featured over 50 or more international radio stations and several including the CBC Galaxy Spot Channel. So Michael plays some classical or New Age styled piano. He's a composer. And for those of you who may have noticed, I've been playing some bedding music today in behind me talking, and all of that music would be Michael's. But I thought maybe you'd like to hear some of just Michael's music, so I'm going to play two of his songs for you today. The first one is Awakening, and the second one is Linger. Thank you.
Aldershot,
Bedford,
Bradford,
Chester,
Cambridge,
Dartmouth,
Dorset,
Oxford,
Lincoln,
Manchester,
London,
Liverpool,
Southampton,
Windsor.
All places that the Canadians have nicked from the British.
And when they're not doing that, one particular Canadian's playing some cracking music.
On Insomnia Radio Canada. They stole London. How dare they?
Well, that's been a couple of very wonderful tracks. Thank you, Michael, for sending those to me. If I were to describe Michael's two albums he sent me overall, I would call them beautiful, creative, emotional, stunning. Just, I'm a sucker for simple one instrument classical sounding music. I was one of those kids in high school that took instrumental all the way through high school just because I enjoyed it that much. And I had a fabulous music teacher who, at the end of the day, if somebody hadn't signed out a particular instrument, would let me take home other instruments and learn how to play them. So through high school, I learned to play a number of different instruments. I was never great at any of them, but I did have fun learning, and it has given me enough knowledge to be able to teach other people how to play the basics on those instruments, which led to me being an assistant music teacher as a volunteer in our local public school for a couple of years, which I have once again been asked to come back to the school and do. So as my work schedule allows over the next year, I will be helping teach instrumental music to grades 6, 7, and 8. So that would be ages 10 to 13, depending on when their birthday falls in the year. And it's something I quite enjoy doing, from being able to hear their first sounds and cringing at some of the horrid squeaks and squeals that they make, to actually hearing them play a full band composition at the end of the year. It's just absolutely fabulous as far as I'm concerned. So that's what I'm going to be up to for the next little while. Up next, I have two pieces of music that are a little longer than what I normally play. But I discovered this band, I'm pretty sure, at one point in time through another podcast, probably either the Bugcast or the Dark Compass. The band's name is The Silence Industry. These two tracks are both going to be submitted to CC Hits, so if you enjoy them, please go to the show notes and click on the link and go vote for them, or one of them, or both of them. The two songs I'm going to play are The Teeth of Tomorrow and The Edge of Illusion.
Time.
So once again, that was The Silence Industry with their two songs, The Teeth of Tomorrow and The Edge of Illusion. Everything they record is released free through the internet. I found it on MySpace, Jamendo, and on their Bandcamp page. So there will be links to all those sites in the show notes. The Silence Industry was started by Graham Jackson after he released three albums as Droom. And while that group had a similar sound, the Silence Industry is different in its own right. So if you enjoyed any of that, they do have four albums out on Jamendo under Creative Commons, which basically means the way they've listed it, you can download it, share it, copy it, do all kinds of wonderful things with it. And thank you for releasing your stuff as Creative Commons. I certainly enjoyed downloading all four albums and listening to them during my shift at work yesterday. Where I work, I get to control the radio in the back room, so I get the choice of music, and I listened to a whole lot of Silence Industry yesterday. So, a little bit of news from our neck of the woods. Hurricane Sandy did hit the east coast of the USA a few days ago. Many of the eastern coastal states in the USA were hard hit. There was a lot of damage. Thankfully, the track of the storm barely touched where I am living. We did have wind warnings and very high gusty winds, lots of rain. Thankfully, we cleared our yard, tied everything down, put everything away that was loose and might blow away, and didn't lose power where we are. But as bad as the winds and the rain were, I actually drove to school, to work the night the storm hit. And I only live a couple blocks from my current employers. So that tells you how bad it is. I live a couple blocks away and I always walk, even in the middle of winter in blizzards. So hopefully the states down in the U.S. are starting to recover. They're predicted to have no power in some places for up to 2 weeks. And some of the pictures that are getting posted on Google and other places are quite frightening. There's an amusement park out on Coney Island, and the roller coaster is actually sitting in the ocean, so that tells you how bad it is. The storm surges were higher than they were expecting. Some speculation on whether or not that's because the ocean levels are actually higher and the water levels are actually higher, so what they were expecting was not quite accurate. So I hope everybody down there is managing with their lack of power, and hopefully everybody will pool together and help each other out, and this disaster will be recovered from faster than the recovery from Hurricane Katrina a few years ago. So I have one more band to play for everybody now. This band is called 22 Hertz. They are a very new band out of Toronto, Ontario, Canada. They're currently frantically working on trying to get their debut album finished, but as all of the band members are currently full-time employees as well as band members, the music's just not getting pulled together as fast as they would like. So I'm sure you guys will find the motivation to get everything recorded and out, and hopefully everybody else out there enjoys music just as much as I have, and good luck, guys. I think you've got a great sound, and that this music should be out there. So good luck. So this is 22 Hertz and their songs Is This Real and Detonate.
I don't believe it that I did these things to you. I don't believe it, it's just a made up point of view.
I got We'll be right back. like enough fun inside.